you getting out of the shower and seeing yourself in the mirror to that fitness girl, fitness model who's stage ready and dieted for 20 weeks to look that way. Like, you can't compare your shower mirror image to that because it's two completely different things. You need to be confident enough in yourself and you need to know that you're not always going to feel good, but it's important to pull yourself out of that hole.
You are listening to Stream.
Every bone in my body was like, you are not doing this, this is wrong.
Keep the conversation going and remain top of mind.
Challenges are not supposed to stop you.
The priorities and the things that we value have entirely changed.
What we think influences what we say and how we behave.
Taking the first step will reveal the next step.
We try and create tomorrow what didn't exist today.
It's not going to be perfect. You have to just keep moving forward.
Welcome to Stream, a platform where different streams of consciousness come together to share stories of struggles and success. I'm your host, Marisa Logan. This episode is sponsored by OLX South Africa. OLX, the online classifieds where you can buy and sell pretty much anything, is celebrating all hustlers. Those that are working to make some extra money and those who are looking to save some money by making smart purchases. These hustlers work to make and get the best deals so that they can live their best lives. OLX is on the hunt for South Africa's ultimate side hustler in their latest competition, hashtag OLX Hone Your Hustle, where you can stand to win 10,000 Rand in cash, a red and yellow digital marketing course valued at 16,500 Rand and 5,000 Rand in OLX ad spend. Visit OLX South Africa on Facebook and Twitter for more details and enter at hello.olx.co.za/hone your hustle. If your 9-to-5 isn't cutting it and your side hustle is where it's at, then this episode of Stream is for you.
Hello, Yaleen. Thanks so much for joining me on the stream today. I'm very excited to have you. Everyone loves a transformation story, and I think the most exciting thing has been following your journey, not just a transformation physically, but work-wise and lifestyle-wise. So I'm really excited to introduce you to the stream audience and for you to tell your story. So I think if you can start off just introducing yourself and a bit of your background, and then we can take it from there.
Well, firstly, thank you so much for having me. I am such a like fan, so I'm so glad to be here. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Jaleen. I'll be 25 very soon, and yeah, I studied financial and investment management at Stellenbosch University, and then went ahead and did my postgrad at UCT in brand and project management. So I had this whole like pencil skirt corporate world cut out for me. That was my goal, my plan. I was not getting married at 24. My plan was at 30. And then so worked at Wellness Warehouse, which is the biggest health retailer. That's where we obviously met. And yeah, then after there, I went into international insurance and I absolutely hated every second of it. So I resigned end of last year, I resigned. And since then I always knew I wanted to do something like intellectually stimulating as well as follow my passion and, you know, help people and also children. I love children. So I started a high school mathematics tutoring company. So combining a bit of my finance and a bit of my education with that. So that's what I'm doing full time, is educating high school. I'm mostly boys at the moment, but there's some girls. So that's what I'm doing with the BurnFit programs and everything. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's busy. It's completely different, but actually so much the same. And so my days consist of like a bit of children, a bit of girls, a bit of women, a bit of everything. But yeah, I'm loving it. So that's where I am today. I created this brand with BurnFit that we're selling programs, but specifically in a holistic approach and, you know, not just this typical like lose fat and this whole transformation. It's all about like how you can sustain it in the long run. Essentially, that's what I'm for, is sustaining something. If you can't do it, don't do it.
I had such a fright when you sent through, because obviously we've known each other through past work and also through our partners. I was so shocked to see your bio that you're 24. I was like, no, is this old bio you're forwarding? No, because I was convinced you were at least like in your later 20s. Not that you look it, but just through the connections. And then when I saw, I was shocked at how much you've achieved and where you're at 24. It's really, really impressive.
Thank you. Thank you so much. much.
And tell me, how did the sort of, so your background is very much finance and now you're doing the tutoring. How did the burnt sort of opportunity come about and that whole fitness side of things? Because I know you almost picked it up. I don't know if it was last. Just looking at your sort of social media, it's clear evidence that you've got a massive following and super engaging followers. Like, how did that come about in this time frame?
You know, like, so many girls ask me, like, where did I start? What did I do? You know, when did you decide this is what you want to do? I never really woke up one day and said, listen, I'm doing this. I think I literally just had all my friends and family as followers, and everyone always knew that I loved training and loved eating healthy, but I just started, like, sharing a bit more, and then, you know, like, through my teaching, spinning and stuff, like, those people would start following me. And then sort of your engagement grows. And then with Burns, so I did all my, like, qualifications and stuff prior. And they were like, well, listen, why don't we, like, create this platform and we write programs, we write ebooks. And I was like, listen, I'm really not keen. Like, there's so many girls selling these stupid programs and, like, diet books and everything. I just really don't want to go that route. And my conversation with them was just like, if I sell something, it will be an holistic approach to fitness, you know, like in health and mental health and everything. So we created this brand, and essentially it's programs, but also you get the nutritional side of things and how to sustain a healthy lifestyle, how to change healthy habits, and not just do like a 6-week program where you lose like 5 or 6 kilos and then you're left in the dark and, you know, you just fall back in that cycle starting over and over. So yeah, to answer your question, like, it was never really a specific day. I think it was like just a few events leading up to it, and then now I am doing this and I'm loving it.
Well, it's incredible what you've achieved so far. And how, at what point as well did you, because I know you did the transition from corporate to also moving out of the city back to Stellenbosch, where did that sort of come about, and at what point did you feel like a deep desire for change?
You know what, I think like I was just so unhappy when I worked in international insurance. A lot of my clients was Australian and American, so I worked late and very early. And I was just, I think the point where I realized is I was really unhealthy. I didn't really realize it at that point because it was so many little things that I picked up on, but I was anxious. I didn't eat right. My skin was terrible. I was, to be honest, like, I was just such a brat. And every time I got home, I was just crying. And I remember this specific day, like, it was about a month before I resigned. I met my mom for coffee and she said to me, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. And she said, you look ill. And you know, they say your mother always knows. And I think after that day, like, I spoke to my parents as well, and I was like, listen, I'm really unhappy, I'm really unhealthy. And I knew that I had to change something, because if I kept going as I was going in this rat race, I would have ended up at such a bad place. So I pulled the string and I quit corporate, and I had a plan. So I took 3 months off where I set up my business and I did another qualification in nutrition and everything. So yeah, I used the time, and I got married in that time, honeymoon, everything. So it was a bit all over. But yeah, no, I'm so glad I did it. And I would always say to anyone, your health comes first. And you know, I was in such an unhealthy place and I had to make a change.
That's awesome. So basically you're juggling two jobs, which I'm not sure how the heck you're getting it right, but what about your day to day life and this transformation that you've made fulfills you the most?
What fulfills me the most is having a purpose, you know, making a change in not like just young women and girls' life, but also in children's life, and knowing that you're actually contributing and educating someone and helping them and being better. And I think to me, like, the whole thing is like not just being confident in myself, but being healthy and being happy. And to me, that's why I'm waking up in the mornings. I'm healthy, I'm happy. And to me, that's a fulfillment every single day, is knowing that I'm choosing to be healthy, I'm choosing to be happy. So yeah, that's essentially for me, is having a purpose and helping others.
And that was actually one of my questions, was about purpose. But on that note, how do you, like, literally, you told me, you asked me, do I ever sleep? But I've got exact same question to you, because how do you juggle both these jobs and at the same time you're managing a social media account, which obviously I completely know how many hours has to go into content creation and responding. Like, how do you find the time to fit it all in?
I think like you'd be able to vouch for this, but as soon as like any women start to earn brand or, you know, leaves corporate, everyone's like, you know, yuck queen, go girl, you're amazing. But like, no one really sees what goes on behind the scenes. And it's hard. It's tough. There's so much self-doubt and insecurity and things that you have to deal with. Whereas when you worked in corporate, you just ran to your boss and you had help, or you ran to a colleague. Where now you're on your own, you're busy building this brand. And I think for me, juggling it is, that's why, like, I think my undergrad and my postgrad contributed so much. And I think you too, like, you worked for someone else and you were learning all these skills that you can apply to your own job now, to your own company. And for me, it's just prioritizing. Like, I'm a complete, like, calendar. Everything's written out. Like, you know, like, hours, minute to minute, what time I'm eating, what time I'm sleeping, like, my whole day is planned. And that's how I work. And it's been working for me. And at the moment, like, I'm really at a good place with juggling everything. And I hope that it will stay this way, but I'm prioritizing my health and my work and my well-being. So I think at the moment I'm coping. Well, maybe we'll chat in 3 months again.
And with all of this going on and you obviously being a planner, and as life will throw certain things at you, you often can't plan for certain things, but do you feel any intense pressure to maintain what you've created? Because just personally being in, also having Wellness in the City on the side, and I often remember we were very young at the time in 2015 when we started, and at stages it does become, you know, that whole social media can be very overwhelming. Right. And as much as it can be uplifting and supportive, it can also put a lot of pressure on one to maintain or to always show up. Do you ever go through sort of stages where you just, like, do not want to be on your phone or appear on camera?
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, that social media is so sugar-coated and you only see what people want you to see. And that's something I think we discussed in the previous chat, is the lack of transparency. And, I mean, I try and be as transparent as possible, but also to me there's, like, a barrier where I also prioritize my private life. Like, I'm not going to sit at a family dinner taking photos of every single thing I'm eating or showing everyone. Like, I also choose to share what I want to share, but in that, trying to be as transparent as possible. And I think the biggest thing is, to answer your question, is, of course, like, there's days where I feel and look disgusting and I don't want to be posting a home workout and a sports bra. And then I don't. And I'm honest about it. And I've said before, like, and I always say to girls, it's like, don't compare you getting out of the shower and seeing yourself in the mirror to that fitness girl, fitness model who's stage ready and dieted for 20 weeks to look that way. Like, you can't compare your shower mirror, you know, image to that, because it's two completely different things. And I just think, like, you need to be confident enough in yourself and you need to know that you're not always going to feel good. But it's important to pull yourself out of that hole. But some days it's hard, you know, it's not always easy to wake up and feel confident, but it's definitely something that I try and focus on. And I try and be as transparent about it as possible. I definitely don't walk around with a six pack every day. I go through cycles as well. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's important for women to know that. I think, like, people don't know that. So many people will ask me, you know, how do you always look like that? I'm like, have you not seen my stories where I've actually showed you my stomach after I've eaten a lot of food? Like, I'm normal. I'm just like you. I'm not a fitness model. I've been doing a bit of, like, you know, shoots and stuff, but I'm not a fitness model. It's not my job. I really want to share the transparency and the honest and real truth behind this brand.
And I've definitely noticed that even when you've commented or posted about your gut issues, it does make them feel a bit more, because you look amazing all the time. But when you do open up about things like that, like even myself who has similar issues, it's more relatable. How is your gut really going? How's your gut?
Never felt this good. And I've been on this that Natural Vibin product for 3 months, and I had a check-in with him 3 weeks ago. And I haven't been bloated or pain or, like, and I said to the doctor, I had a pizza, and she's like, no, you're not ready for that yet. So I'm like, well, I had one and I felt fine. So, I mean, honestly, like, I'm actually doing some gut talk later this week, but it's like, it's actually mind boggling to me how medicine and, like, how the right products can actually heal your body. But I know it's a long journey. I mean, I didn't fall. My gut didn't become ill in 3 months. It's years of being on the pill, on being on Accutan, of being on antibiotics. Like, I didn't even know all that things were so bad for my body. You just, you know, go to the doctor and you're like, it's not period pain, and they give you this pill. Or you go and your skin is bad and they give you this pill. All of those things add up to inflamed gut. And I wish I knew about all of those things earlier. But yeah, we'll have a gut talk another day.
I'll get into deep conversation about gut, because I also, just on that note, I wasn't aware of, like, being young. I think I was on antibiotics quite a few times because obviously doctors, yeah. And not only that, I also had to go on Orotane for my skin, all these things. And when I hit like my 30s, that's when everything, I had like silly little
gut. I don't even want to know what it's been like.
You're way healthier than I was at 24. At age 34, I hadn't started wellness in the city yet. I was still drinking brandy and coke and beers. And so your gut's on a good path. And then I wanted to ask you, what is your sort of previous challenges or painful experience that you might have had from the past? What would have been your biggest takeaway from that and lessons learned?
You know, I don't know if I've told you before, but I never woke up one day and I've never really had a big struggle or a specific event that made me decide, listen, I'm waking up, I'm transforming, I'm changing my life. To me, it was more a series of failures, you know, more than once trying and failing. And I think sometimes it's difficult for me. I think people expect me to say I changed in 12 or 16 weeks or I changed after this. But I think if I think back, like when I met you, that's about 4 or 5 years ago. I was then already in this cycle, this every Monday starting over. Every new month was new goals, but it was restrictions and rules and what not to do and what to do. Every January, it was another crash diet. Every week, it was another new workout. And, you know, I was constantly in this toxic cycle, and not for months, for years. And I think, like, where I am today is, I mean, on this road, I had different people. I had amazing trainers. I had people contributing bit by bit to help me to where I am today. But honestly, I went through that experience and I felt so alone, and that's why I wrote this ebooks. Is for people who maybe they had one specific event that triggered it. I didn't. But it's to prevent you from going through 2-3 months, 2-3 years of making the same mistakes that I did, because I didn't know the things back then that I know now. And yeah, so it was just a series of failures and just struggles and frustration that led me to where I am today. And I think my story would have been so much more amazing if I just had this, you know, this amazing incident and I just transformed. But it's not.
That's what is also gives one hope, I think, listening to that, because I know so many women, and even myself in my younger sort of 20s, you can get so consumed in that world, especially with like what the pressure of society puts on you and what you're expected to look like or et cetera, you know, that whole side of things. But I know so many females that even I've been in close like relationships with people who go through that, and you get so quickly affected. So for you to have come from that and to create this lifestyle that is more balanced, to look better than you've ever looked before, to not be as restrictive, is really inspiring. So I love following everything that you're doing, and also seeing your growth over the past year is also just testament to how many people look up to you. So, well done.
Yeah, you've been there from the start. Yeah,
I do remember sitting at Wellness Warehouse having the discussion about celery juice. This question I actually typed out before I knew you were 24. So we might have to bring the age bracket down, but I wanted to finish off with a question of, what would you teach or tell your 20-year-old self? So maybe your 16-year-old self.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for rubbing it in. I think I would definitely tell my 20-year-old self, you know, life is so much more important than just focusing on what you look like and being skinny and being obsessive. And it's finding balance. And I wish I knew that from an earlier age. And then something that I honestly believe in is, like, to be confident in yourself. Saying that, like, if you want to, you know, wear makeup to the gym, then do that. If that makes you feel good. If you want to go to bed at 7 o'clock every night, I'll go at 8 o'clock. Then do that. Like, no one cares who judges you. Like, you need to be happy. You need to enjoy what you're doing and stop, like, thriving off the insecurities of other people. And then, like, lastly is definitely trust your gut. Like, I 100% learned to trust, as a woman, to trust my gut and trust my intuition. And honestly, like, I just don't feel like you should ever settle for anything less than feeling your best.
That's excellent advice, and I really appreciate your time today, and I'm going to continue following your journey and seeing everything that you are achieving. It's amazing, and it's an inspiration. I have told you before, you're not just an inspiration to females. My partner and other guys really look up to your whole holistic approach to fitness and what you've achieved. So thank you so much for your time.
This episode of Stream was brought to you by OLX South Africa. For more information on their competition, visit OLX South Africa on Facebook and Twitter, and remember to enter at hello.olx.co.za/hone-your-hustle.